the aerial pageant at Hendon. The first non-stop flight across the Atlantic in an aeroplane took place on June 14, 1919, when Captain John Alcock, an Englishman, and Lieutenant Whitton Brown, an Australian, started from Newfoundland in the afternoon, landing the next morning at Clifton in Ireland. The flight took 15 hours and 57 minutes and gained the Daily Mail prize of £10,000. The British airship R-34 under Major Scott was the first machine to make the round voyage between Great Britain and the United States of America. She left East Fortune, Scotland, on July the 2nd, 1919, landed at Long Island on July the 6th, and returned to England 4 days later. The voyage out took 108 hours, and the return trip 75 hours. It is not generally known that the first record of a balloon ascent is that which took place in 1306 at Peking in celebration of the coronation of the Chinese Emperor Fu Qian. It is thought that this was a hot air balloon. It is of interest to note that this feat is mentioned as an established custom and not as a first attempt. The first air post was set up during the Great War and carried mails between New York and Washington. By 1919, the air post was an established institution in Europe and America, and much time was saved thereby. As is always the case with new or comparatively new inventions, a great many fatal accidents have taken place and are still taking place. The proportion of accidents to the number of miles flown is, however, very small. Good airmanship is becoming commoner every day. It does not consist so much of being able to loop the loop or of doing fancy stunts in the air as in handling the machine safely, in understanding the engine, the instruments and controls, in being able to find one's way about, and in making a clean landing in all circumstances.